Okay, so good morning, Chag Sameach. Today's daf is daf Nun Aleph, daf 51. We left off on Nun Amud Bet, Shifty B, towards the top of the page. Itmar. Rav Huna Amar Choshashin L'Siblonon, V'chen Amar Rabah Choshashin L'Siblonon. We worry for gifts. What does this mean? Somebody did Shiduchin beforehand, and the woman wanted to get married to him, and he sent gifts before they did Kiddushin. We're worried that maybe the gifts were for Kiddushin. So the Gemara says, "Amar Rabba Motvina Nashmaatin," and we contradict our Mishnah. It says, "Afal Bishes Shalach Sidonon Laachar Mikan Einam Mekudeshet." We said in the Mishnah, even if he sends gifts afterwards, it's not Mekudeshet. Amar Le Abaye. Abaye says, "Hatam Kedekatani Ta'ama." Over there, the reason is Shemechamat Kiddushin Harishonim Shalach. He sent it because he thought that the first time when he did Kiddushin, he thought it took effect, but it really didn't. So that's why he sent the gifts. Over here, we're worried that he's actually sending the gifts for Kiddushin. Ikad Amri, some say, Amar Rabba, Mina Amen Allah, from where do I know this? Kedeketane Ta'ama, like it says in the Mishnah, Shemechamat Kiddushin Harishonim Shalach. Like it says that they sent the gifts in the Mishnah because of, he thought because of the first Kiddushin. But hachawud the ta'e, over here, that's where they're mistaken. But in a general case, if they send gifts, havu Kiddushin, I would think that it would be Kiddushin. So the Gemara says, Rabbi, what does he say? Lo mi baya kamar. He says, no, we don't need that. Lo mi baya be'alma delo nachid letorat Kiddushin klal. We don't need to talk about a case that it's in general, because it won't even get to wherever he does not send, Kiddushin. He only sends gifts. In that case, it doesn't even come to a case of Kiddushin at all. Al ela afilu hacha. But even in this case, the nachid letorat Kiddushin, that he, this does come to a case of Kiddushin. Ema havu Kiddushin, I would have thought that since he sent gifts, that it should be considered Kiddushin. Kamashmalan, that's why the Gemara says that no, it's not Kiddushin. The Gemara says, "May havi ala, what's the halacha?" Amar Rav Papa, be'atra de mikatshev hadam mesablei chashinan, mesablei hadam mikatshev lo chashinan, in a place where they do Kiddushin, and then they send gifts, that's where we would be worried if he sent the gift first. But if it was the other way around, that they usually send gifts and then do Kiddushin, we're not worried. The Gemara says, "Mikatshev v'hadam esablei pshita." That's obvious. So the Gemara says, "Lo tzuricha deruba mikatshev v'hadam esablei miuta mesablei v'hadar mikatshev." Majority of people, they do Kiddushin first and then they send the gifts. Minority of people would send the gifts and then do Kiddushin. So I would have thought ma'udatayim and nechush lemiuta, that we should worry for the minute. Kamashmalan, that's why the Gemara says that no, we don't have to worry. Ba mine ravacha baravuna mirava. He has a question from Rava. If let's say we find a woman and she's holding her ketubah, does that mean that she's considered married? So the Gemara says, "Amar lei v'chem yipnei shemachazik shtar ketubah bashuk nachazik ba ke'eshet ish." What? Because she's holding her ketubah, that means that she's a married woman. The Gemara says, "What do you mean? May avi ala? What's the halacha there?" Amar Ravashi be'atran mikatshev adar katvei ketubah chashinan. In a place where they usually do kiddushin first and then they do the ketubah, we would worry in such a case if she has a ketubah, she's a married woman. But katvei v'hadar mikatshev lo chashinan. But if they in a place where they write the ketubah first and then do kiddushin, then we would not worry for such a case. So the Gemara says, "Mikatshev v'hadar katvei pshita." Doing kiddushin and then ketubah, it's obvious you should worry. So the Gemara says, "Lo tzricha delo shechiyah safra." No, it's a place that there isn't a common sofer over there. Ma'u detem, I would have thought safra hu da'itrame, that maybe a sofer came and popped up. Kamashmalan, that's why we say that no, you don't have to worry for such a case. Okay, new Mishnah. Hamekadesh isha ubita or isha v'achotav. Somebody marries his a woman and her daughter, or a woman and her sister, ke'achat, together, tries to do kiddushin together. Inan mekudashot, it doesn't count. Umaaseh v'chamesh nashim, there was an incident with five women. Ubehen shtei achayot, two of them were sisters. V'liket adam echad kalkala shel te'enim, a person took a basket of figs. V'shelahen haita, was theirs. V'shel shevi'it haita, was from shevi'it produce. V'amar harei kullechem mekudashot li v'kalkala zo. He says, "You are all married to me with this basket of fruits," the five women. V'kibla achat me'en al yedei kulan, one of them accepted it for all of them. V'amru chamim en achayot mekudashon, and the chamim say that the sisters are not married. The other ones are married, but the sisters are not. So the Gemara says, "Minani milei," from where do we know this? Amar Rami Bar Chama says, "The Amar Kra," the pasuk says, "Ve'isha el achota lo tikach litzror," a woman should not take litzror. What does that mean? Hatorah meram b'shah shenasu tzarot zolazo lo yeh lecha lo likuchim afilu b'achad mehen. If let's say the women are becoming rivals with one another, if they're getting married to the same man, Therefore, your likuchim, your acquiring, should not even count with either one of them. If you try to do both of them at the same time, it would not count. Amar li Rava, Rava says, Yachi, if that's the case, Hainu Dichtiv, the Pasuk says, V'nichretu ha'nefashot ha'osod mikerev amam. If a person who marries two sisters, it's karet. So he says, I'kidushin lo tafseba, karet mi mechayev. If kidushin doesn't take effect, how can you be chayev karet? How does karet take effect? So the Gemara says, El amar Rava, kra bazeh achar zeh. The Pasuk was talking about marrying one after another. Umatnitin keder Rabba, the Mishnah is like Rabba. Damar Rabba, kol she'eino bezeh achar zeh, afilu bevat achat eino. Anything that doesn't count one after another, even if you do them two in one shot, would not count. So therefore, these two women, since they're both sisters, you cannot marry one after another, and even in one shot would not count. So the Gemara says, Gufa. Amar Rabba, kol she'eino bezeh achar zeh, afilu bevat achat eino. We said anything that would not count work one after another, even in one shot it wouldn't work. So the Gemara says, Etive Abaye, we have a contradiction. Hamarbe b'maaser, flipping the amud. If somebody gives a lot of extra ma'aser, let's say he has, instead of giving 1/10, he gives 1/5, it's 20%. So the Gemara says, perotav metukanim, u'ma'asrotav mekulkalim. His fruits that he separated, his fruits that were remaining that he separated from, those are good. But the ma'aser itself is not, because you have to do 10%, he has to do 10%. When he did 10, 20%, so let's say I have 50 pieces, 50 fruit, and I took a 10 instead of 5. We separated 10. So 5 of them is maaser, the other 5 have not been given maaser on. I'm giving extra maaser, so those are not fixed. The Gemara says, Va'amai, and why not? Why don't we say anything that doesn't work one after another, even in one shot, should not work? Meaning, why is his fruits that he took maaser from, why are these okay? If he did 5 and then 5, that also wouldn't work. So too, if he did 10 in one shot, it shouldn't work. Whereas in Amar Lei, Shani Ma'aser, the Ite the Chatzain. No, Ma'aser is different because there's something called Chatzain. You can do it in halves. Di Amar, if he said, Titkadash, or Tikdosh, Palga Upalga Dechiteta. I want you, all of my wheat, I want half of each of them to become Kadosh, to become, have the status of Kedusha, Ma'aser. What's the din? Katsha, it takes the status of half of each of them who take the status of Ma'aser. The Gemara says, "V'harei maaser be'ema." Okay, we have a case of maaser be'ema, maaser of animals. The leika lechatzayin, you can't do it for half. You can't say, "I want half of my animal to be maaser." The leika bezeh achar, you cannot do one after another. Right? Meaning, Rashi says, No, Rashi doesn't say anything. Okay. Oh, Rashi says, "V'leita nami b'zeh achar zeh she'achar shekara la'asiri asiri v'chazav kara la'achad zasar asiri ino kadosh." He says you can't do one after another. Meaning, after I call the 10th animal number 10, I can't call the 11th animal number 10. So v'amar Rava, but Rava says yatsu shnayim ba'asiri. If two animals came out as number 10, ukran asiri, and he called both of them number 10. Right, this 10th animal, which is ma'aser. So he says, Asiriv echad asar me'uravim zebase. The 10th and the 11th animal are considered now mixed together, and therefore, one of them is maaser, one of them is not. And we don't know which one's which, because he said both of them are maaser. So how can that be? If one after another doesn't work, why bevat echad, in one shot they work, it counts as maaser. So the Gemara says, Shani maaser behema di'ite b'ta'ut. Maaser behema is different, because a mistake would take effect. Ditnan, as the Mishnah says, karad le'tishi'i asiri, v'la'asiri tishi'i, if he called the ninth animal the 10th, the 10th animal the 9th, and the 11th animal the 10th, all three are kadosh. There's a mistake, it counts. So that's why it's different. Okay, let's try a different answer. Alright, toda. We have the toda offering. The leita b'ta'ut, mistake would not work, would not take effect. The leita nami b'zeh achar zeh, and one after another would not work either. And it says, ve'itmar, toda shenishchata al 80 chalot. If a toda was slaughtered, sacrificed, on 80 loaves, which you only have to do 40, says you did an 80. Chizkiah Amar Kadshela 40 mitoch 80. Chizkiah says 40 of the 80 become kadosh in one shot. The Gemara says, "Rabbi Yochanan Amar Lo Kadshela 40 mitoch 80." He says, "No, 40 do not become kadosh. You have to have 40 if you want it to be kadosh, not 80." But how does the first opinion say 40 would become kadosh within the first 80? Todah offering has to be sacrificed on 40 loaves, not on 80 loaves. So the Gemara says, "Lavi Tmar Allah, wasn't it taught? Amar Bishuva Nevi, Hakol Modim Kol Echad Amar Kadshila 40 Mitoch 80 Kadshe." Everyone agrees if you say that these 40 should become kadosh amongst the 80, they work, they become kadosh. Loik Deshu 40 Ela Im Ken Kadshe 80 Lo Kadshe. If he says the 40 should become kadosh that only should become kadosh. If all 80 become a kadosh, then nothing becomes kadosh. Lo nechleku the machloket is ela bistam. Machloket is when it's stam. Mor savar da achariut kamechaven. Chizkiah holds he's having kavanah for the alternatives. Meaning, why does he have 80? The other 40 are just in case the first 40 get lost, and so that I can use the other 40 as the loaves. Mor savar the korban gadol kamechaven. And Rabbi Yehoshua. Not Rabbi Yehoshua. Rabbi Yochanan is of the opinion that no, he's having intention for a big korban. He wants to do 80 loaves instead of 40, but that's not a thing. So therefore, that would not work. The Gemara says, "V'Rava lama le'shanua k'Rava." Why does Rava hold like Rava? That we say anything that doesn't work one after another does not work in one shot. Tipuk like kiddushin she'en mesurin le'bi'aninu. Why don't you just derive that it's talking about kiddushin that is not able to be done with relations, two sisters? He cannot kiddushin. It's not fit for bi'ah. He's not able to have bi'ah with both of them. They're sisters. The Gemara says, "Lidvarav derami bar chama kamar." You're right. It really is. It's kiddushin that is not fit for bi'ah. But he was answering Rami bar chama. That's why he said it in such a way, holding like rabba, and that's why he did that. Itmar, we learn the following: kiddushin she'en mesurin le'bi'ah machloket. If you have kiddushin that are not fit for relations, what's the din? Abaye amar havu kiddushin. Abaye says it counts. Rava amar lo havu kiddushin. Rava says it not count. Okay, Amar Rava, Barahina Asberali, Barahina explained to me, Ki kach ish ishao ve'ala, a man takes a woman and sleeps with her, Kiddushin ha-mesurin le-bi'ah v'kiddushin, Kiddushin she'en mesurin le-bi'ah lo avu kiddushin. Only Kiddushin that's fit for relations counts. If it's not fit for relations, it does not count. Meaning, if the person is, you're not allowed to have relations with them, it's a sister, someone you're married to, or something like that, then that would be asur. Rashi says, Kidesh achad min shnei achayot, someone marries one of two sisters, and he doesn't say who is who. He doesn't say which one he's marrying. You can't marry either of them. The Shema Zoi Achot Ishto, because maybe the other one is his wife's sister, and maybe this one is his wife's sister. So the Gemara says, Tanan, the Mishnah says, HaMekadesh Isha Ubita. We said, somebody does Kiddushin with a woman and her daughter. O Isha V'Achota, a woman and her sister Ka'achat, together. Einam Mekudashot, they don't count. Ha'achat Me'Isha Ubita. But if he said, one of you and your daughter, or isha v'achota, or one of you and your sister, mekudeshet, that counts. Gemara says ve'amai, and why is that the case? Kiddushin she'en mesurin le'bi'ah ninu. It's kiddushin that's not fit for bi'ah, because one of them is the sister of the other. So how can that work? So the Gemara says tiyufta de Rava. That's a contradiction of Rava that says kiddushin works. Gemara says amar lach Rava. Rava would tell you uletamich. Go to the latter part of the Mishnah. Maaseh b'chamesh nashim. There's a case of five women. Ubahen shtei achayot, and two of them are sisters. Veliket echad kalkalah shel te'anim. Person took a basket of figs. V'shelahen ha'ita was theirs. V'shel shevi'it ha'ita, it was from shevi'it. V'amar harei kul lechem mekudashot li bekalkalah zo. He says, I want all five of you to become mekudashot li with this basket of figs. V'amru chachamim, and the chachamim said, ein achayot mekudashot. Sisters are not married. The sisters are not married. The other three are married to him. How is that the case? If he said all of you, this is a case of, let's say he wants to gift something, he says to you and to your donkey, or to you, the meaning of this means to you and to a fetus inside you. It's not created yet. He says, I want to give this to you and the fetus inside you. He says, Ve'at v'chamor lo kana. You can't do that. You can't acquire it to you and the fetus inside you. It wouldn't work. They're not alive yet. They're not in creation. So two of you would be the same thing in our case. You have one person. One is fit and one is not fit. How can he marry the other three if the two sisters are not allowed to marry? They're not fit for him. They are fit for him. But he's saying, I want to marry all of you. So that can't be the case. Ela, it must be, Lav de amar lehu echad mikem. It must be that he's saying, I want to marry one of you. V'katanya, what do we say? En achayot mekudashot. And still it says the sisters are not married. Even if he says, I want to marry one of you two, still they're not married, because we don't know which one he intended for. And so therefore, this is a contradiction. Abaye, who says kiddushin, that's not mesurin the bi'ah, that's not fit for bi'ah, would not be kiddushin, it's a contradiction. Right, this is a kushya on Abaye. So the Gemara says, the Rava kashe resha, the Abaye kashe seifa. According to Rava, it's difficult on the beginning of the Mishnah. And according to Abaye, it's difficult on the end of the Mishnah, where we just explained, the way we explained it. So the Gemara explains how it's not difficult according to each of them. So the Gemara says, Abaye mitaretz l'tamein, Rava mitaretz l'tamein. They both explain. Abaye mitaretz l'tamein explains his reason. Amekadesh isha avita, or isha v'achotav. Someone marries, has been kiddushin with a woman and her a daughter, a woman and her sister, ka'achat together, enan mekudashot, that doesn't count. But if he says ha'achat mi'isha v'vita, or achat mi'isha v'achota, or one of the two of them, that mikudeshet, that would count. Ah, v'im amar ha're'uya l'bi'at itkadesh li, if he says the one that's fit for me to do kiddushin, to do bi'ah should be married to me, then einam mikudeshet, they don't count. And that's why it says, u'ma'aseh nami, there's also an incident, v'chamesh nashim, five women, u'bahen shtei achayot, two sisters amongst them, v'liket echad kalkalash ha'te'anim, he took a basket of figs, v'amar ha're'uya li mikem titkadesh li, the one that's fit for you, for me, should marry me. The Chachamim said, "Ein achayot mekudashot." The sisters are not married. That's why the sisters are not married in such a case, because he said the one that's fit for me. And that goes well with Abaye's reason that he says, "Sorry, mechila." I correct myself. Abaye is of the opinion that kiddushin that is not masur, it's not fit for bi'ah, it counts as kiddushin. Over here, we said it does not count as kiddushin. That was a contradiction of Abaye. So Abaye is explaining, yeah, if you word it in a way that he says the one that's fit for me, that wouldn't work. But if he says one of you two, one of you and your daughter, one of you and your sister should be married to me, Abaye says that counts because bi'ah that is not fit for kiddushin would still count as kiddushin. That's how Abaye would explain it. I'm just correcting what I said earlier, that Abaye is of the opinion that kiddushin that's not fit for bi'ah would count. Ravaz of the opinion that it would not count, and that they both had a contradiction. So now he's explaining, that explained Abaye. So the question is, Rava explains his reason. Hamikadesh achat me'isha u'bitav. Somebody does kiddushin with one of a woman and her daughter, or achat me'isha v'achota, a woman and her sister. Na'asa kemi shekidesh isha u'bitav u'isha v'achota ke'achat v'inan mekudashot. It's as if he is marrying the daughter, trying to marry the daughter and the mom, or the woman and the sister, the mom and the daughter, the woman and the sister, and therefore it's considered not kiddushin. And that's why it said, and there's also an incident, u'ma'aseh nami mechamesh nashim, five women, u'bahen shtei achayot, two sisters amongst them, v'liket echad kalkalah she'te'anim, a person took a basket of figs, v'amar harei kullechem ve'achad mishtei achayot mekudashot li bekalkalah zo. He says, all of you and one of the two sisters are married to me with this basket of figs. V'amru chachamim, the chachamim said, ein achayot mekudashot. The chachamim said it does not count to the sisters, but the other three it does, because we say that kiddushin is not fit for bi'ah, is not considered kiddushin according to Rava. That's what they would say. Okay, we'll stop there for today. A quick 1 minute recap. We started on the Amud Bet, Nun Amud Bet, by talking about Chayshinan. Do we worry for gifts that are given? Is it for kiddushin or not? And we brought a machloket. Started the Amud Aleph. We brought the opinion of Rava, who says Kol she'eino b'zeh achar zeh eino. Anyone that does not, something that does not count one after another, it does not count in one shot. The part three of the daf was we said machloket between Rava and Abaye. If we say kiddushin that is not fit for bi'ah for relations, does that count as kiddushin or not? Abaye says yes. Rava says no. We had a contradiction from our Mishnah on both of them, and they both explained our Mishnah, showing how it's really not a contradiction. On the Amud Bet, part number four was showing how each of them is not a contradiction, and how they would explain. Abaye would explain that kiddushin that's not masur le bi'ah counts as kiddushin, and Rava would say that kiddushin that's not fit for bi'ah does not count as kiddushin, and that's the machlokin. Baruch Adonai Olam. Amen. 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 Amen.